Just One of Those Things, written by Sirin and read by Eos Rose. Whenever they sleep beside each other, whether it's on bedrolls in the woods or in a cot or in some inn because Merlin would complain all night if forced to sleep on the floor while Arthur spread himself over a bed big enough for three, whenever they sleep beside each other, Merlin inevitably wakes up with Arthur draped all over him. They never talk about it, and Arthur always peels himself away quickly upon regaining consciousness. It's kind of nice, if rather weird, and Merlin has come to accept this as one of those things that just happens with Arthur, like weekly assassination attempts and embarrassing haberdashery. So Merlin's rather surprised when he wakes before dawn one morning in one of those oversized inn beds to find Arthur curled on his side a good 3 or 4 inches away. Merlin, laying on his back, is in no particular rush to move, so he just stays there, eyes closed, slightly bemused by Arthur's deviation from the usual habit. He's not even aware that he's listening to Arthur's breathing until it changes, until it picks up, a startling intake of air indicating that Arthur is awake. Merlin doesn't move, and tries to keep his own breathing as even as possible. It's ridiculously early yet. Maybe Arthur will just roll over and go back to sleep. Maybe... Arthur makes a quiet, displeased sound, and Merlin braces himself, expecting to be shoved out of bed, or at the very least grumbled at. Instead, he hears Arthur stretch, joints cracking, and yawn in an exaggerated, artificial manner, almost like he's the one pretending he's not actually awake yet. Then the mattress dips as Arthur's weight shifts towards Merlin, and then an arm flops over Merlin's middle, and there's a cold nose and warm breath against Merlin's shoulder, bare where the neck of his unlaced shirt has slid down. Arthur holds himself very still for a moment, as if checking for a reaction, and when he doesn't get one, he tucks Merlin in a little closer against him and sighs happily. Merlin opens his eyes, stares at disheveled blonde hair, and a strong arm, and what is, unmistakably, Arthur cuddling him. On purpose. He suppresses the urge to laugh, and instead carefully slides his arm out from beneath the sheets and settles it across Arthur's back. Arthur freezes at the contact, though he doesn't pull away. Merlin? Arthur whispers tentatively.
You could have just said,
Merlin whispers back.
Shut up, Arthur says.
Merlin does. Arthur's fingers work their way under the hem of Merlin's shirt, cool against the sleep-warm skin, and the next time they have to share a bed, Arthur doesn't bother waiting for Merlin to fall asleep, before manhandling him into a clumsy embrace. The End.